Okay, blogging is marketing. Blogging, writing for my corporate blog. By the way, I'm a business owner, okay? I'm a business owner. I put out fires. I'm the rainmaker. I'm the problem solver. I'm the strategist. Every client that we have wants to work with me all day, every day. Sound like your job? Everybody wants a piece of me. I wish that meant I was skinnier. Okay, my point is that writing for my blog is the hardest task on my to-do list every single week. And sometimes I succeed in reaching my goals, and sometimes I don't. But every week I start over again. And the reason that I do it is because my blog is my marketing channel. My blog drives business to my business every single week. Okay? Content marketing, though, and blogging, it's not only more cost-effective in terms of leads and sales, it's how you build trust with your audience. Okay? Content marketing works. You can't see this now, but you'll be able to see it on SlideShare. 52% of consumers say blogs have impacted purchase decisions. 52% of marketers have acquired new customers through their blogs. 57%, sorry. 42% of consumers look to articles and blogs for information about their potential purchases. Do you do any of this? Okay. 61% of consumers are more likely to purchase goods from businesses that offer custom content. Custom content means content on your website that's helpful or interesting or resourceful or entertaining to them. Okay? 60% of business decision makers say branded content helps them make better product decisions. Anybody buy anything without reading reviews? I read reviews on everything I buy. That's content. Okay, so there's only 27 million pieces of content shared online daily, and one in five social media messages include links to content. You see why content marketing is kind of sort of important? 60% of content sharing messages specific to an industry mention a brand or product by name. I can promise you, I thought I was supposed to speak at 3. I showed up. I realized it wasn't until 4. I was starving. I walked across the street. I got a sandwich. I got a salad. Actually, it was awesome. The first thing I did when I'm sitting in my hotel room, and I realize I'm kind of a freak, but I took a picture of my salad because it was really awesome. And by the way, my life is always about my next meal. I took a picture of my salad because it was so awesome, and I posted it. I used Instagram, and I said, I just discovered Zoe's Salads in D.C. So far, it looks pretty awesome. Guess what? That message was posted to my Facebook page and to my Twitter page. By the way, I have 45,000 followers on Twitter and 3,500 friends on Facebook. Zoe's didn't ask me to do that. I don't know how many of you are sharing content in that way, but the people you're selling stuff to are. The people you want to sell stuff to are. So think about that.